cattle futures eased on Thursday with the end of the month and expiring spot months. Weekly carcass weights were heavier year over year for the first time in a long while. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy, doll. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 1st of November. Except for some scattered sales in Kansas on Thursday, negotiated cash-fed cattle trade remained undeveloped based on USDA reports. Those Kansas sales were steady with the previous day's higher market in the Southern Plains at $112 a hundredweight. Cattle futures pulled back from the previous day's strong rally. While position squaring and profit-taking was likely part of the pressure, outside markets were also lower on renewed doubts about a U.S.-China trade deal. Live cattle futures closed an average of 63 cents lower across a range of 15 cents lower at the back of the board to $1.70 lower in expiring October. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 19 cents lower. Wholesale beef values were sharply higher on choice and steady on select, with moderate to good demand and moderate offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $2.13 higher Thursday afternoon at $232.18 a hundredweight. Select was 18 cents lower at $206.49. Corn futures closed mostly fractionally lower, while soybean futures closed mostly 2 cents higher. Calves and feeder cattle traded mixed across a wide range at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Here's an extended sampling as the fall run picks up steam. Steers weighing less than 700 pounds sold steady to $7 higher at Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska with 4,895 head on hand. Heifers weighing less than 700 pounds sold $2 to $5 higher. At Napoleon Livestock in North Dakota, prices were all over the board. Feeder steers weighing 5.5 to 600 pounds sold $11 higher, but $9 lower at 600 to 650 pounds, then $7 higher at 6.5 to 700 pounds, and $15 lower at 700 to 750 pounds. Feeder heifers weighing 4 to 4.5 sold $10 higher, $6 higher at 5 to 5.5, $7 higher at 750 to 800 pounds, steady at 800 to 850, and then a dollar lower at 900 to 950 pounds. There are 2,824 head on offer. Feeder steers weighing more than 700 pounds sold steady to $4 higher at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, where 2,812 head were on offer. A lower undertone was noted for steers weighing less than 700 pounds. Feeder heifers were thinly tested, with instances of $1 to $2 lower. Higher undertones were noted for steer and heifer calves in a light test. In Salina, Kansas, at Farmers and Ranchers Livestock Commission, steers weighing 800 to 950 sold $3 to $9 higher, while steers weighing less than 800 pounds sold with lower undertones. Heifers weighing 700 to 1,050 pounds sold $1 to $3 higher, then lower undertones at lighter weights. There are 2,335 head on offer. Steer and heifer calves sold steady to $3 higher at Lamoni Livestock Auction in Iowa on Thursday. That was compared to 2 weeks earlier. Yearlings sold generally strong. There were 1,724 head. Finally, at Tulia Livestock Auction in Texas, steer and heifer calves sold firm to $5 higher. A mostly steady undertone was noted for feeder weight steers and heifers with limited comparable weights. The AMS reporter noted that buyers are beginning to stock up on good weaned calves for wheat pasture, explained that unweaned and short-weaned calves are selling at a heavy discount compared to their weaned peers. There are 1,394 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Thursday. Pressure included the aforementioned chatter about a more dismal outlook for U.S.-China trade talks, but nothing definitive, as always. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 140 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 9 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 11 points. For the first time in a long while, carcass weights trended higher year over year for the week ending October 19th. The average dressed steer weight was 900 pounds, according to the most recent actual slaughter under federal inspection report. That was a pound lighter than the previous week, but 6 pounds heavier than the same time a year earlier. The average dressed heifer weight of 831 pounds was 3 pounds heavier than the previous week and 5 pounds heavier than the previous year. By the way, thinking about the beef end of the business, Tyson Fresh Meats, the beef and pork unit of Tyson Foods, Inc., broke ground this week for the company's new case-ready beef and pork facility at Eagle Mountain City in Utah. The $300 million project will be a case-ready meat cutting and packaging operation, taking fresh beef and pork brought in from other locations and converting it into steaks, chops, roasts, and ground beef that are trayed, weighed, and labeled, and then shipped to retailers. Currently, Tyson Foods operates case-ready plants in Iowa, Tennessee, and Texas. Initially, the new facility is expected to create more than 800 local jobs and then expand to 1,200 positions within 3 years. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 1st of November. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmal. Thanks for listening.